Say, come on, come on, Eb. The way you keep lagging behind, we never will get there.
I'm coming, ain't I? You don't know where you're going, no how. But bet you're lost.
Lost nothing. I've been to the city before. I know my way around, I tell you.
Yeah, I bet you don't even remember the lawyer's name we come to see.
Well, I just bet I do. His name's Boy. B-O-Y-E. Lawyer Boy. And anyway, it wouldn't make no difference if I did forget it. Captain Pinkley writ it all down for me in this card here.
What card?
This card here. See, it's all writ down. A-T-T-Y-B-O-Y-E.
Well, what's that A-T-T-Y spell?
Yeah, it's his first name, I suppose. Yeah, it's his first name's Attie, and his last name's Boy.
Yeah, I hope he knows his business. He ought to be that darn smart lawyer to get Hector out of that contract.
Yeah, he knows his business, all right. Captain Pinkley wouldn't send us to some lawyer that didn't know law.
Well, where does the card say his office is? My feet's getting sore.
It says it's in the Hoosin building.
How's that?
Hoosin, the building. That's...
Well, how do I know?
How do you know what?
Who's in the building?
No, sakes alive. Ain't nobody in the building. That's
well,
it.
If there ain't nobody in the building, what are we going there for?
Oh, I mean, that's the name of the building. Who's in?
Well, there's a Houston building right across the street there. Don't you see the sign?
Oh, well, I'll be darned. Pretty near missed it, didn't we? Well, come on, let's get across here.
Hold on there. What's the matter with you?
I'm fine, officer, thanks. How are you?
Never mind the comedy. Don't you know you can't cross the street in the middle of the block?
Why, we got across all right, didn't we, Ab?
Yeah.
And you was going against the traffic signals at that. Don't you know enough to wait for the light?
Chuck, we don't need no light just to cross the street.
Why, no, officer, not in the daytime, leastwise.
Oh, is that so? You still feel like wisecracking, eh? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give you both the ticket.
No use giving us a ticket.
What do you mean it's no use giving you a ticket?
We ain't got time to take in a show, no how.
Now, you see, officer, and me and Deb's just in town for a little business, and we've got to get right back to the store again.
Yes, and we have to hurry.
Yes, but thanks just the same for the ticket.
Yes, that was right nice of you, officer.
See, you guys are dummy. Well, now listen. After this, when you cross the street, cross at the corner. The next time you cross in the middle of the block, you're going to meet the judge.
Well, say, thanks. And listen, if you're ever in Corn Center, drop in. There's a lot of nice people we'd like to have you meet, too. Well, come on, Neb. Give the door a push there. Excuse me, but are you Mr. Hoosin?
Huh? Say, what are you trying to do? Kid me? Of course I'm not Hoosin.
Well, then, what you got his cap on for?
I haven't got his cap on.
You have, too. That's his name, writ right across the front of it.
Yeah, but that don't mean I'm Hoosin, does it?
No, of course it don't, Deb. Maybe you just borrowed the cap from Mr. Hoosin.
No, I didn't borrow it. I work here. I'm an elevator guard.
How's that?
Says he guards the elevators.
Who'd want to steal an elevator?
We're looking for a lawyer. Is there one in this building?
One in this building?
Oh.
Say, there's about 100 of them.
Sakes alive. You don't tell me. 100 lawyers right here in this building, huh?
No wonder he's got to guard the elevator.
Say, listen.
You know, the lawyer we're looking for is named Attaboy.
Named what?
Attaboy.
Attaboy?
Yes.
Say, you're not looking for a lawyer. You're looking for a racehorse.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a lawyer. They wouldn't send us all the way to town just to talk to racehorse.
How do you spell the name?
B-O-Y-E.
Oh, Boye. Yes, he's on the second floor, 212. Hey, Yar, get in the car. 212 is right in front of the elevator. Oh, Duke, let these fellas off at the second. Going up.
Yeah, this car, Adam, this car.
Come on, get in, Ed.
Well, keep your dad darn shirt on. I am getting in.
Who out?
Wasn't I?
Yeah, well, come on now. Yeah, it's a fast ride. I reckon this must be the office right here.
Yeah, how'd you know it is?
Why, Dad Ding, it says so right here in the door. Wilson and Boy. Come on.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, says them fellas are criminal lawyers. I ain't going to get mixed up with no gang of crooks.
Oh, don't be a darn fool, Eb. That means that they should...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't notice you standing outside the door here. Were you waiting to see someone?
Yes, sir. Me and my partner here, we're looking for Mr. Boy, the lawyer Boy.
Oh, I think perhaps you mean Boyer. Hi, Mr. Boyer. I was just going out to lunch, but... step right in.
Thank you. Come on, Eb.
No, shucks.
Have a chair now, won't you?
Yes, thank you. Very nice of you. Sit down there, Eb.
Well, now, what can I do for you? Are you contemplating a suit?
No, I'm going to make this and do for a year or so.
What we want to see about Mr. Boy is a contract. Do you know about contracts?
Well, rather. I've been practicing law for 10 years.
Say, Zeb, maybe we better find some fellow that's through practicing and gone into business regular.
No. I can draw up a contract.
Yes, but you see, we don't want no contract drew up. We want to get one busted. A friend of ours signed the contract, you might say, sort of without reading it, you see. And now he wants to get out of it.
That's likely to be a bit difficult. Signing a document without first reading it is something a person should always beware of.
Be what?
Beware.
I don't know. Where?
No. Beware. Like, beware the dog.
I reckon you mean, where be the dog?
Oh, not at all. I mean, buy the dog.
Yes, but listen, mister, we don't want to buy a dog. We want to find out how to bust a contract, like I was telling you.
I understand all that. I simply mentioned the dog.
Well, I'll tell you here now. Let's all start over again, and you just never mind the dog, you see. Now, listen. Well, we want this contract busted, you see. We'll talk about the dog later.
And I say I understand that. Yes. But if you come to me for a pointer...
Oh, dad dang it, mister. We didn't come to you for a pointer or a setter or no other kind of dog.
Yeah, dad rat it. Can't you get the dogs off your mind and get down to business?
That's precisely what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You asked me if I can show you how to break a contract. Now, I don't want to be raising your hope up before...
Don't want to
be raising hope up.
Well, we don't want to be raising no pup ourselves. Land of Goshen, mister. Now, listen here. If you don't want the pup, send it to the pound. Give it away or something.
Come on, let's get out of here, Zeb. All he can talk about is dogs.
No, just a moment. Is the man who signed this contract an alien?
No, he ain't alien. He's perfectly well. Picture him.
I mean, was he born in this country? Can he read English?
Oh, yes. Suddenly he can.
Yeah.
Then why didn't he read the contract before he signed it?
Why didn't he what? That?
Read the contract before he signed it.
Oh, well, you see, mister, he was sort of forced into it, like.
You mean he was made to sign under duress?
No, he didn't sign it undress. No, he had all his clothes on.
Well, as you say, he was forced to sign it.
Yes, forced to sign it.
Now, where was the contract signed?
What's that?
Where was the contract signed?
At the bottom.
Yes.
No. I'm afraid I can't be of any service to you. I'd have to see the contract anyhow.
Oh, say. Wait a minute. Right here's a copy of it. Stuck it in my pocket before I left the store. Now, here.
On your inside pocket there, Sam. I see you put it in there myself.
No, it ain't there. That's where I keep my wallet. Oh, yes, here, look it over. Here it is.
I see. A contract to make an aeroplane flight.
Yes.
Waives all right to compensation and so... Why, he can get out of this contract very easily. According to this clause here, all he has to do is to furnish a substitute. Someone to make the flight for him.
Yes.
And say, I can help you out in this matter if you like. I have a cousin who's an aviator. He'll be glad to get the job.
Oh, well, say, that's fine, mister. Dad Burnett, listen, have him drop in and see us at the Corn Center General Store in Corn Center.
Very well, I'll do that. He's an ex-army flyer, you know, flown with all the dogs of the war.
Yeah, well, when he comes out to see us, just tell him to leave the dogs to hum.
You Alamans, let's do the grand right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toes. Side of with your lady fair, and I'll promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the heads couple forward, back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and do-si-do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamando left on the corner, now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and left.